So this past weekend, a buddy of mine I've told you I'm friends with this he's a he's a he's a good he's got a good channel going, Jayan. We went on a strange motorcycle trip with the, there was a group of people. And I'll tell you, it was quite an event. If you want to go on a motorcycle trip, you've got to get your posterior to Taiwan. It's not as grand as America, not in scale and not in time that it takes. I mean, Taiwan has, imagine the beauty of America crammed all down. The beauty and diversity of America crammed down into a space less than half the size of Lake Michigan, just less than half that size. Now, take that and imagine that if you got a 125 or 125, 175 cc motorcycle, that its normal high-end speed would be comfortably over the speed limit. So you'd be fit to drive pretty much anywhere at the natural speed of the motorcycle. And imagine that within 1 or 2 hours, you could be looking at whitewater rapids to driving through mountains as if you're in the Black Hills, to driving by any of the most beautiful beaches or bluffs. Strange rock formations of different types. Within 1 or 2 hours, you could shift scenery incredibly fast. You could be at one city or another, if you go for 5 hours. Doing a motorcycle ride around Taiwan at the coast is a thing people do, but there's also rides through the mountains. I see these people bragging about, I don't know, what is it, the Devil's Pass or something? I don't know. It's got like 100 some odd curves. I'm like, no offense, but I don't know. It's a place in America where the motorcycles like ride up in the mountain. It's got all these turns. It doesn't entice me because I drive in the mountains where it's a solid hour of nothing but right, left again, right, downhill, uphill, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Just constant. It used to wear me out. It doesn't anymore. But I mean, it's utterly amazing to do this. And one of the funny things is how the Taiwanese handle it. No, I mean, it's such an adorable society. The way they do it is the guys will be out. Oh, we got a carrier flying over. That's a C something, probably a C-130. No, a group of guys will be out driving around, and all of a sudden they'll decide, hey, let's go see a waterfall. Okay. And so they drive 30 minutes and they go to one of the local waterfalls that nobody knows how to find, but everybody can find if they want to, and nobody does, and they might be the only ones in the city to go there because there's so many of them. And so they go out there, and of course, some of their friends might copy them and go to the same place the next month. And they just go, yay, it's a waterfall. And they take off all their clothes except their underwear. And they just go swimming right in their undies. And it's incredibly normal. Their girls will be there with them, and no one thinks it's weird. The girls don't giggle. Nobody's acting weird or perverted. It's an incredibly, I don't know how to describe it. In this nature that they're surrounded in, they don't act as if they have some sort of a woodsman's wisdom. Oh, how to do campfires properly. They have no clue how to do campfires the right way. They just go and play anywhere and everywhere, and everywhere is 30 minutes from the city. So it's a very, very strange and utterly adorable culture. And that's what we did this past weekend. So I'm with a couple of these guys, and they crashed at my place at night, and they both put GoPros on the front of their helmets. And oh my goodness, the only thing that the trip missed was a drone. And for these guys, these types of trips are their normal. That's, you know, Jayan was doing, probably getting footage for some YouTube video. He's probably going to, you know, make some sort of a nice story out of it. And, you know, the other guys had all kinds of fun with Instagram, and it was just an utterly amazing journey. And that's literally what, every other weekend is like for the Taiwanese. I mean, imagine if the Grand Canyon was right next door and you could just go in and play with the whole thing anytime you wanted because you had a helicopter in the garage. It's like, but then tone it down. So we went and did that last weekend. And as I say, utterly, utterly fun, utterly adorable. And, you know, with all the politics that's going on in the world, with the political events, with the trouble, with the difficulties, you know, America's got its election thing. It looks like China could invade any time. The Taiwanese keep working. They keep happy. Business opportunities keep coming up for them. They continue making new friends. They continue learning new skills. They continue having new breakthroughs some discovery or in some new cooperation or some new friendship or some new acceptance into some school program or some some new venture, some company starting or so. There's constant thriving that continues in Taiwan society in the midst of all this turmoil and chaos. And it's going to be fascinating for me to watch and see how Taiwan weathers the storm, how they handle the difficulties in the road ahead, how Taiwan manages and deals with these dark and stormy days that seem to be on the horizon. They're not in denial. They're aware of the chaos in America, that it's a disputed election right now, that it's not decided. The Electoral College doesn't meet till December. They know that. They understand this. They know that there's an accusation here and there's a claim over there, and they just really don't know. And the best thing they can do is to continue on and carry on. And that's what they're doing. Now, I really think that could be what makes them so resilient should, or maybe I should say when, China finally decides to bust a move. I'm not scared. I'm just not. See you tomorrow.